Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we're talking this week about becoming a good storyteller. And today I want to talk about how you create that compelling story. And the suggestion yesterday we talked about was practicing your story. But maybe taking a step even before that, if it's critical enough, if this is a story that you're going to be delivering as part of a presentation, if this is something that you're doing in front of a large group of people, or it's something that's really important from a business perspective, then I think you want to do some preparation ahead of time. And if you really want to do this the right way, the first suggestion I would give you would be to write your story on paper, but write it down the way you would say it out loud. And so what this does is it forces you to really focus on the quality of the content that you're about to deliver. And it's going to do things like ensure that your sequence is in place. It's going to force you to think through your story in detail before you deliver it out loud. And then once you're able to generate that content and it's all in place, then you practice it out loud. And if you're going to use it for a group presentation, as I suggested, or a really critical meeting, do it at least 20 times. Do it in the mirror over and over again. Get the nuances down. Get the emphasis on certain words down. You get your strategic pauses down. The other thing you could do that I would strongly suggest is that you record yourself. And when you listen back, you're going to find things that you can improve. A lot of us use crutch words, like, you know. Listen for things like this in your recording. And incidentally, if you want to break that habit, here's an old Toastmasters trick. Have someone listen to you and have a bell with them or have a whistle or even tapping a pen on a table. And every time you use one of those crutch words, have them hit that bell. Now, it's going to drive you absolutely crazy, but you will break the habit. And it doesn't take a long time to break the habit. The other thing you're going to want to do is check your energy level before you get up to speak. You can be far more animated when you're delivering a story to a group than you can be in a normal conversation. And energy has everything to do with that. So that's one of the things I think you can bring for this. So think about, you know, actors and actresses that you see. And the example that I picked up from a presentation course that I went to years ago was they used Kramer from Seinfeld as someone that, look, he's so over the top. And if you saw this person in daily conversation, you'd say, this isn't real, this is crazy. But somehow, when it fits in the context of the show, it all works. Well, it's very similar when you're up in front of a group and presenting. You can get away with being far more animated in that setting than you can in just a one-to-one conversation. The other thing, too, is if you've got a strong energy level, people will be drawn to that energy. And they'll be compelled to listen to you. So the final piece I'll tell you is this, is use your voice. You can move your volume up and down. You can modulate your voice. You want to really hit on certain things that are important and then pull back. And that way, you have this variation that really forces people to listen to you and stay engaged throughout your entire story. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desires, and I'm asking you for that opportunity. Let me be that person for you, and just get here. It's a few minutes a day. It costs you nothing to do it. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about relating experiences that people can identify with into your story. For today, I just want you to think about the ideas around creating that compelling story. Think about preparing ahead of time, writing it down, practicing it over and over again, and just getting it great before you get up in front of the people you're going to speak to. If you want to take a deeper dive on any of this, you can go to my website at joelbrookman.com and just sign up for the weekly discussion.